Hello, my name is Sarah, and I am your chakra coach. On this podcast, we'll be exploring how the chakra system can help guide you to grow your emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual wellness, leading you closer to your highest self. Hello, seekers. How you doing? I'm doing pretty good. As we wrap up this year, I'd like to take a minute to review what's happened in our lives, what worked, what didn't. You know, if there are any things from this past year that I want to hold on to or let go, and set intentions for the new year. I know that a lot of people don't like the term New Year's resolutions. It conjures up images of failing or setting big goals and then giving up on them by February. But I like the concept, whatever you want to call it. So much of the time, though, we don't reach our goals or we get discouraged, not because we're weak with no willpower, but because we don't set ourselves up for success. We set our intentions without enough thought behind them. And I don't necessarily mean carelessly, just without really exploring all the aspects of the intentions. We set physical goals for ourselves without exploring the emotional and mental reality of physical changes. We swear that this is the year we'll meditate every day without understanding the mental space that takes up. And importantly, we set all or nothing ideals. We forget to hold ourselves with compassion as we stretch against the limits of our comfort zone. It's either success or failure. And then we could design our intentions on a spectrum along lines of what's possible and where we can celebrate instead of berate. So that's what I want to talk about today within the framework of the chakras. Let's look at what each chakra governs, how it can support us in our efforts, and get to the root, the depths of why we're setting a specific goal, why we want to accomplish something. And remember, as you're doing this work with me here today, there's no right or wrong. There can't be, because this is extremely personal work. There is science to back up certain kinds of goal settings and motivations, and maybe we'll talk about that a little, but mostly I want to give us an opportunity to get to the depths of us, the core of us. And that's where setting intentions and moving towards them really lies. Let's start at the root, as we often do on this show. The root chakra is about our physical bodies, our right to be authentically and truthfully ourselves. There are a lot of very common resolutions around changing our bodies, but let's get a little deeper. When you look at your truthful self, the core of your being, the part of you that is really you, where are you struggling to acknowledge yourself? And this could be out in the world, but also I think we all have parts of ourselves that we don't like to admit to. Of course we do. Of course we do. None of us wants to admit that we struggle with anger or any of the other negative aspects of being human. It's getting more common in certain places to admit to struggling with unresolved trauma or self-doubt or things like that, but we still have to hide a lot of that. And we spend a lot of time hiding it from ourselves as well. So when you look at the dark places in you, what do you see? Do you shy away from exploring all the parts of yourself because you don't want to face the truth? This is an excellent place to start intention setting, because the truth about even the parts of yourself that are shadowy, the truth is that they aren't good or bad. They are just part of the wholeness of humanity. Jealousy, anger, greed, all parts of us. And parts of us that we, if we refuse to look at them and acknowledge them, will actually start informing what we do and how we feel and what we think. We believe that denying their existence will make them go away, but it just forces them out in other ways. So as we enter a new chapter, a new year, maybe we start by exploring and accepting all the parts of us and working through any thoughts or feelings that are hard to face. In the sacral chakra, which is the seat of our emotions and relationships, we can start to look at where we want to experience feelings more deeply, perhaps specifically around the people we know and love. I think a really overlooked aspect of intention setting is our relationships with people, relationships that we already have. There's a lot of push to improve ourselves in some way, but we forget that a big part of who we are is defined by how we interact with others. Are there relationships that you'd like to improve? And you know I don't mean by changing someone else. I mean by creating space for you to feel more closely connected to them. One of the great indicators of health is the quality of our relationships. So we can really make our lives so much better if we have stronger connections. This could be a romantic partner, but maybe it's your child or a friend. Are you offering them your full attention, really listening when they reach out? Or are you distracted by your phone or other things you're thinking about? Where can we be opening ourselves to more open and honest relationships? On the flip side, it may be that you want to consider which relationships you're putting too much effort into. Ones that the work to connect is so one-sided that the relationship exhausts you. These don't even have to be, quote, toxic relationships, just the ones where interacting doesn't leave you feeling really good and strong and more you. Could you pull back from those or find another way to address them, engage with them? Just as we might not realize that our distraction takes away from relationships, maybe your friend doesn't realize that her actions make you perceive yourself as less valuable. Setting an intention in your sacral chakra to investigate your relationships is an excellent place to start the new year. As we move up our central energy channel, we get to the solar plexus chakra, which is all about action. And this is a good place for celebration. I'll tell you why. How many times have you done something and then immediately discounted what you've accomplished, thinking you should have done more? We talked about this a few weeks ago, and it's really, really true. Look back on your year. What did you accomplish? And think outside the box. Did you finally have that hard conversation you'd been dreading? When? Did you read the book you'd been wanting to read? When? Not did you do every single thing you set out to do, because that's back to that all or nothing mentality that's so dangerous. But did you go try a new yoga class? Even if you went one time, that's a win. What were the hard things, the challenging things you did this year? I promise you that you did at least one, and you probably did hundreds. Yeah, I know we want to think about what we will do in the future, and we certainly can, but as you set intentions, you're more likely to move closer to what you want if you have a good understanding of what worked. And the intention to celebrate yourself is a solid solar plexus chakra action. Next up is the heart chakra, governing love, balance, and self-acceptance. And I think continuing our practices of self-love and self-compassion are pretty obvious here. For most of us, that's a lifelong journey, not something we're going to wrap up immediately. Same with self-care. We don't do it once and then it's done, right? But let's talk about the balance aspect of the heart chakra. It's the center of the seven main chakras and is the place to find balance between the upper energy centers and the lower. It's also the place where we balance our internal world with our external world. Is your internal world translating to the outside? Are you in alignment in the external world with your internal world? I did a long series on values earlier this year, and this is what I mean. It was episodes 123 to 130, so you could go back and listen to that. But right now, just ask yourself if you put the energy into the world that matches what you consider to be most important to you. For example, do you believe that family is your top priority, but you found yourself giving your job most of your attention? Let's not judge that or get defensive about where we don't line up. That's not helpful or useful. This is just information about ourselves. Do you consider your spiritual growth to be a priority, but you found yourself skipping meditation or other practices that you know you need? Again, that's not good or bad. We just need to discover where our misalignments are And the heart chakra can help us here. There's a reason we have a heart's truth or heart's path. It's because that particular energy, if we let it, will guide us to where we need to go physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. And I'll tell you something else that I truly believe. Self-acceptance is directly related to living your heart's truth, living in alignment with your values. The conflict when we don't is part of why we're not comfortable in our own skin. And so much of the time we think it's external. If I change XYZ about my body or face or hair, I'll feel right. But that's not at the deepest part of ourselves, what makes us feel off, what makes us feel bad about ourselves. I don't know if that sounds wild to you, but the more work I do on myself and with others around this topic, the more I see that this is 100% true. Where this year did you live into what you believe and where didn't you? Where can you bring more alignment into your life in the next year? Or maybe you need to reprioritize. Priorities aren't static and they may change as we grow, but self-love and self-acceptance will only happen to its fullest if we're living a life that matches up with our souls. And to the throat chakra, which you may know is all about communication and expression. Look back at your year. What were the hard things you said, hard conversations you had? Were you able to communicate with honesty and kindness if that was your intent? How about expressing yourself and not just your opinions, but your needs? Were you able to ask for help? How about be vulnerable? This is something I struggle with all the time. I have no trouble expressing my thoughts, but my feelings are a whole different story. If you want my opinion, I can give you a well thought out answer, but I'm always terrified that I'm not in a safe space for my emotions. Does that resonate with you? Or maybe you let emotions and expression get caught in your throat until you explode in anger or grief or an outburst of any kind. And you know, it's not just the one thing that brought it on, it's all of the things. But if we have a hard time keeping the throat chakra clear and balanced, it's likely to just burn hot and fast instead of a slow and steady release of energy. When you reflect, are any of these imbalances showing up in your life? And would you like to express yourself differently in the future? More regularly? More gently? Especially when speaking to yourself. Setting your intention for the throat chakra to become the kind of communicator you want to be is a challenging yet really, really rewarding way to spend your energy in the coming year. The third eye chakra is about seeing, imagining, and learning. So as you reflect on yourself and the past year, we can use this energy center to think about what we've learned. What were the things that taught you about yourself this year? And how can you use what you've learned to imagine a future that incorporates this information? You probably already know that I think it's incredibly valuable to have a deep understanding of self. And please, please don't think I've got it all figured out. I don't. I learn every day just like you, and I forget what I learn, and I forget to imagine what life can be because I get stuck in what life is. But as we think about the lessons we learned this year, think about what changed you. For me, it was really connecting to the fact that I overwork myself and I don't like it. I place way too much value on what I produce and consider that a part of my identity, maybe the most important part. And I spent a few months this year trying to get away from that, or more accurately, exploring why I might have that narrative running in my head, spinning around in my third eye chakra. And I made some major changes, which I almost as quickly forgot and went back to my old ways. It's a process. What are you going to do? What did you learn about yourself this year? Do you want that to be a part of your future? Can you use your third eye chakra to imagine a future with or without this lesson? And can you come back to this intention daily or weekly or monthly and see if you're on the path? Finally, we get to the crown chakra, your connection to spirituality, to whatever is larger than you, the big picture, which is what this whole episode has been about, your big picture. Sometimes we think about how we're not the same person we were a year ago. And that's true. We're not the same from year to year. But I'd like to offer a way to think about that and sort of turn it on its head. What if instead of thinking new you, we think about returning to a true you, the you that is that deep, authentic part of you that is that spiritual being, the you that we abandon for the world and society and expectations and approval? What if our intention, here in the crown, but in our whole self too, what if our intention is to move closer to the true self? We're not changing ourselves at all, actually. We're letting go of the changes we've already made to become more accurately ourselves. It's just something I've been thinking about and playing with and that I thought I would share with you. You can let me know if it's helpful or if it sounds like complete rubbish to you, you can tell me that too. But the point is, as you're setting intentions for your chakras in the crown chakra, you might look at how you're connecting to your spiritual self, if that's important to you. Are you finding that connection, or do you somehow feel adrift? We've talked about paired chakras before, and there's a reason that the crown and the root are paired. They both deal with connection to self and to spirit. Take stock of your past few months and see if you're feeling the connection you want and how you can explore it more deeply if you're not. That's what I have for you today. An invitation to set intentions. Resolutions, if you like that word, for things and in ways that are a little less traditional, maybe. There's nothing wrong, of course, if you prefer to stick with the tried and true, as long as they are, in fact, true for you. If you want to exercise more because you truly do, then that's a great objective. Quit smoking? Excellent. I just wanted to give us the opportunity to think of our intentions, our resolutions, as something a little different this year. If you want to explore this more deeply with me, you'll want to check out the courses that I'm offering now and in the new year about manifesting and intentions. There are links to those in the show notes, as well as ways to connect with me on Instagram and Facebook at Your Chakra Coach. And you can always email me at sarah@yourchakracoach.com if you like. Okay, all that said, I hope you have a lovely, lovely day full of reflection and intention and self-knowledge. I love you all, and I can't wait to talk again. Bye.